感谢神，愿主祝大家平安。
Thanks to the grace of the Lord that everyone has passed through safely through the week.
今天是安息生日，我们一起来敬拜神，愿主耶稣祝福我们。
Today is the Sabbath day, and we are here to worship the Lord, and may God bless us.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考，要警醒等候，讨主喜悦。
And today, in the name of Jesus, I'd like to share with you the topic of be pleasing to God by watching and waiting.
我们在读经的进度里啊，我们从下个礼拜开始要读帖撒罗尼迦前后书。
And in our Bible reading program, next week we will start on 1st and 2nd Thessalonians.
我们最近这一段时间都在读诗篇，从九十篇到一百零六篇。
And during this time, we are reading Psalms from 90 to 106.
那我们今天如果照进度是要读一百零五篇。
And today, according to the program, we're going to start reading Psalms 105.
那明天是一百零六篇。
And tomorrow will be 106.
那接下来下个星期呢？就是读帖撒罗尼迦前后书。
And then we will start reading 1st and 2nd Thessalonians next week.
就是一直这个月剩下的日子就是把帖撒罗尼迦前后书读完这样。
So the rest of the days is to read to complete reading 1st and 2nd Thessalonians.
那所以今天早上呢，小弟想要用帖撒罗尼迦里面的一些信息跟大家来查考，一起来勉励。
So today I'd like to use some message that is from 1st and Thessalonians to for mutual encouragement.
我们现在来翻开一节圣经，看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章。
Turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
第五章第六节。
Verse 6.
我们从第五节开始，
From verse 5.
第五节。
Let's read from verse 5.
第五节说，你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子，我们不是属黑夜的，也不是属幽暗的。
Verse 5, you are all sons of the light and sons of the day. We do not belong to the night or to darkness.
第六节说，所以我们不要睡觉像别人一样，总要警醒谨守。
So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be alert and self-controlled.
第七节说，因为睡了的人是在夜间睡，醉了的人是在夜间醉。
Verse 7, for those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk, get drunk at night.
那这几节圣经呢，在说明我们自己在主耶稣基督里面的身份。
These few verses state our status in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在在耶稣里面，我们都是光明之子。
In the Lord Jesus Christ, we're all sons of light.
所以我们按照神的恩典，我们现在已经离开罪恶，我们已经不是在那个黑暗里生活的人了。
So according to the grace of the Lord, we have departed from darkness, and we no longer living in the dark.
所以他说我们不属幽暗的，就是说我们已经脱离黑暗的权势，我们已经脱离罪，我们活在主耶稣基督这个道理里面的。
Here it says that we do not belong to the dark means we have departed from sin. We come out from the bondage of sin and we are living under the light in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那第六节 就有一个结论，就是说我们不要睡觉像别人一样就是像那些没有信主的不认识耶稣的人。
Here verse 6 tells us to not be like others who are asleep, referring to those who have not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那既然我们是属主耶稣的光明之主，那我们就要警醒谨守了。
So because we believe and belong to the Lord Jesus Christ and we're the sons of the light, we have to be watchful and wait upon him.
因为主耶稣基督他应许他要再来。
The Lord Jesus promised that he will come again.
所以帖撒罗尼迦前书呢，他是保罗所写的一封信，他在强调耶稣会再来。
First Thessalonians is a letter written by Paul that he emphasized how the Lord Jesus will come again.
那当时候有一些信徒，他们对亲人离世这件事情他们觉得很伤心，觉得好像人生就没有盼望了。
Because at that time, the bereaved members, our families, are very reluctant to the fact that. Their beloved one has departed from the world, and they thought there was no hope.
所以如果他们认为耶稣再来，但是 等不到主耶稣再来，他们就已经过世的人怎么办呢？他们就觉得啊，那这样是不是不能得救了
？And they can't to the fact that they can't wait that while the Lord Jesus while waiting for the Lord Jesus to come, many people have departed from the world, and there seems to be no hope.
因为主耶稣他要升天的时候，那个天使就已经跟当时的使徒说：“你看到这个耶稣怎么样升天去啊？他还要怎么样再来的？”
When the Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, the angels told the disciples that in the way the Lord Jesus ascended is the time that he will come and he will descend again.
哦，所以当时候信徒他们都在等候耶稣再来。
So those members at that time are waiting for the arrival of the Lord Jesus to come again.
但是一年一年过去了。
But as years pass by,
那当时候保罗在写这一封帖撒罗尼迦前书的时候，大概是公元五十年、五十一年左右了。
So by the time Paul written this letter of Thessalonians, it's already 50 AD.
哦，那这是主耶稣升天大概二十年左右吧？啊，十几二十年呢
？That was around 20 years after the Lord Jesus ascended to heaven.
啊，那时候很多信徒就已经觉得说啊，等那么久，耶稣都还不来。
So many members of believers at that time waited and still waiting that why the Lord Jesus has not come.
所以他们当时候信徒当中有一个主要的疑问，就是有关于主耶稣再来的问题，以及这个人死了以后能不能复活这个问题。
So it arises the questions of the coming of the Lord Jesus and the resurrection of people who pass away.
那保罗呢，他特别写了这一封信啊，要来解决他们的疑问，一方面也来鼓励他们要在这个信仰上持续不断的追求，来讨主的喜欢。
So Paul, because of this doubt that they have, written this letter to encourage them and to continue for them to be more watchful and wait to be pleasing to the Lord.
那这个帖撒罗尼迦前书呢，很有可能是保罗写的第一封信啊。
First Thessalonians happened to be the first letter that Paul wrote.
那他是保罗特别写给在帖撒罗尼迦这个地方的信徒一封信。
He wrote to the members in the Thessalonian church.
那这个帖撒罗尼迦教会是保罗建立的教会。
And Thessalonian church is a church established by Paul.
在他第二次宣道旅程的时候建立起来的。
It is established during his second missionary trip.
因为保罗他第二次去开拓布道的时候他在特罗亚那个地方夜间神给他一个异象，就是马其顿人的呼声，所以因着这个异象他从亚洲到了欧洲。
So during his second Thessalonian trip, second missionary trip, he had a vision to go to the members in Macedonia.
就是在晚上的异象里面有一些马其顿人在那边喊他说赶快过到我们这边来。
During the vision at night, he saw that the people were exclaiming for him to come over to Macedonia.
啊，所以保罗跟他的同工他们就过了海到了当时候过了欧洲到了欧洲第一站就是到了腓立比。
So Paul and his co-worker crossed the sea, and the first stop they came to was Philippi.
这个历史就在《使徒行传》第十六章里面。
And this history was recorded in Acts chapter 16.
我们现在看一下《使徒行传》十六章。
Turn to Acts of Apostles chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章。
Acts chapter 16.
第九节。
Verse 9.
在夜间有异象献给保罗，有一个马其顿人站着求他说：“请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。”
During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us."
第十节，保罗看见这个异象呢，我们随即就想要往马其顿去，以为神召我们传福音给那里的人听。
After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God has called us to preach the gospel to them.
这个就是神亲自在引导保罗他们传福音的方向。
This is the direction God had personally directed that how Paul and his co-workers should take.
借着这个意象让他们知道神的旨意。
Through the vision, he wanted them to know his will.
所以现在他们保罗就很清楚地说是神要招他们定他们的脚步 过海到欧洲去传福音给这些人听了。
And Paul is very certain that the footstep is guided by the Lord to cross the sea to preach the gospel to the people in Macedonia.
到第十二节说，他们来到了腓立比了。
So verse 12 said they have arrived and traveled to Philippi.
那就是马其顿这一方的头一个城，也是罗马的住房城。我们就在那城里住了几天呢。
It is a Roman colony and the leading city of the district of Macedonia, and they stayed there a few days.
那所以腓立比当时是马其顿省的一个大城呢。
So Philippi was a big city in the district of Macedonia.
那到了这个腓立比以后呢，在安息日十三节，他们就到了一群妇女在聚集的地方，他们在那里守安息日。
So on Sabbath day, they went to the city gate where a group of women kept the Sabbath.
然后保罗就对他们传讲福音。
And Paul started to preach the gospel to this group of people.
那第十四节特别记载，这个人叫做吕迪亚，这个妇人呢，主开他的心，然后让他留心听保罗所讲的信息。
And verse 14 particularly recorded of a woman by the name of Lydia who God opened her heart and she was listening very intensely.
然后他听完之后，哇，他就受感动，然后他就接受了这个主耶稣基督的福音的受洗。
After she listened to the gospel, she was very moved, and she accepted the gospel and received baptism.
不但他受洗，连他的全家人都受洗。
Not only was she the only one in her household to get baptized, the whole family was also baptized.
就这样子，在教会就在欧洲建立的第一个据点就在腓立比。
And because of that, it started the first point of preaching the gospel.
The station.
The first station.
后来
in
Europe.
In Europe.
那保罗跟他的同工他们就住在这个吕迪亚的家里了。
So Paul and his co-worker stayed in the house of Lydia.
所以从腓立比开始，哇，他们就开始到处传福音了。
So from the station of Philippi, they started to preach the gospel.
然后你看接下去第十六章，十六章到十六章，我们就看到神怎么引导他们。虽然经过逼迫患难被关起来，但是还是引导了那个禁足他跟他全家人来受洗归入耶稣基督。
And from later on, we can see how much persecution they faced, and even though they were thrown in the prison, they still managed to convert the members of the prison guard.
好，他们被关起来，后来被关起来了。
And they were jailed and being thrown in prison.
好，那后来他们才这个官长才发现说，哇，保罗他们这群人是罗马公民啊，不能乱关的。
And the prison jailer saw that the people they arrested was Roman citizen and they can't do anything to them.
后来就好言相劝，叫他们把他们放出来了。
So they was convinced to release these people.
第四十节，十六章的四十节说，他们两个人出了监牢以后呢，就往吕迪亚家里去了，见了弟兄们，就劝慰他们，就走了。
Verse 40 record that Paul and Silas came out of the prison and they went to Lydia's house, whom they met with the brothers and encouraged them, and then they left.
所以后来保罗他们就离开了腓立比，往别的地方去。
So afterwards, Paul and his co-worker left Philippi and went somewhere else.
他们来到了下一站就是到了帖撒罗尼迦。
And the next station they arrive is Thessalonians.
所以十七章的第一节开始就是他们来到帖撒罗尼迦，一样照他们的规矩，在安息日的时候进到会堂里面去传讲福音。
So chapter 17 starts the journey of them in Thessalonica. And as the usual custom, they went into the synagogue to preach the gospel.
那为什么他们离开了腓立比之后就来到了那个帖撒罗尼迦呢？
Why did they arrive in Thessalonica after they departed from Philippi?
因为帖撒罗尼迦这个地方是当时候马其顿省的首府，他们的 capital.
Because Thessalonica is the capital of the district of Macedonia.
然后所以现在保罗他到了帖撒罗尼迦以后，一样在安息日他就去宣讲主耶稣基督，这个福音是跟他们在这个守律法的时候不一样的。
So as
就是跟他们是主耶稣基督弥赛亚救主这个信息是让他们在这个安息的时候可以了解，可以听到。
And they went to the synagogue and preached the gospel of the Messiah so that the people can understand.
他就去证明耶稣就是基督。
And they want to prove that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior.
是第十七章的第三节。
chapter 17, verse 3.
那讲解臣民基督必须受害，从死里复活，又说我所传给你们这位耶稣就是基督了。
And it says this Lord Jesus I am proclaiming to you is the one that had suffered and had raised from the dead.
当时候就有人听了就信了。
Some people listen and believe.
但是有更多不信的犹太人。
But there are other Jews that did not believe.
第五节特别说，那不信的犹太人心里就嫉妒了，就遭拒了一些市井毁类，那搭伙成群，耸动合成的人，啊，那闯进耶稣的家里，要将保罗、西拉带到百姓那里。
So the Jews that did not believe became jealous and rounded up some bad character from the marketplace, formed a mob and started a riot in the city and rushed to Jason's house in search of them.
刚好保罗他们不在。
But at that moment,Paul and Silas was not around.
只好他们就把这个接待保罗这一个家庭，这个耶孙跟几个弟兄，就把他抓去官府那边了。
But they dragged the people who host Paul and Silas and put them.
哦，关起来了。
And arrest them.
哦，啊、那所以这个就是保罗他到帖撒罗尼迦的这个过程。
And this is the process of how Paul and came to.
当时候其实保罗在帖撒罗尼迦停留的时间不长，因为他圣经在第二节这里特别说他是一连三个安息日跟这些人传讲信息。
The duration of Paul in Thessalonica was not that long because he only spent three Sabbaths to preach the message.
那后来你看就有阻挡，这些犹太人就耸动这些百姓要来抓他们。
And he started to face persecution and obstacle from the Jews who wanted to capture him.
那后来弟兄们第十节就说、啊、那就这样子换一个地方吧，就从帖撒罗尼迦呢把他们送到了这个庇底亚那个地方。
So because of that, they changed their plan and they went away to Berea.、
哦、所以这个就是保罗路过了帖撒罗尼迦，在那里传讲福音，有人信了，那就建立教会，帖撒罗尼迦教会就这样成立了。
So that is how it started, was how Paul was there, and then when he preached the gospel, people believed, and they started to establish a church.
可是这些嫉妒保罗这些犹太人、啊、不相信的，他们还是跟着保罗 的那个脚后跟、哦、跑到了庇利亚去了。
But the people who did not believe and who were jealous followed Paul's footsteps and ran all the way to Berea.
你看第十三节那里说
Verse 13.
帖撒罗尼迦的犹太人知道保罗又往庇利亚传神的道、哦、就往那里去，要耸动搅扰众人。
So when the Jews in Thessalonica learned that Paul was preaching the word of God at Berea, they went up too, agitating the crowd and stirring them up.
我们 就知道说，当时候那个在帖撒罗尼迦这个地方来信主耶稣基督这一群信徒们，他们会遇到何等大的阻挡。
And we can see how the members in Thessalonica have faced so much obstacle and hindrance.
因为这些人、哦、他们对保罗没有，他们想要去阻挡保罗，他们当然对信耶稣人也不会有好脸色的啦。
Because they can oppose Paul, they will also do the same to people who believe.
因为信了主耶稣基督之后，很自然的，他就得到，就会接受了主耶稣的这个吩咐，那就是要到处去宣讲福音，所以他们也会去传呢、啊。
So for those who receive the teachings and the message of the Lord Jesus, naturally they will go out and evangelize.
哦啊，这些信徒去传的时候，也一定会碰到阻挡，碰到逼迫患难。
And when these believers went out to preach, in the same way, they will face obstacle and hindrance.
所以当时候帖撒罗尼迦的信徒，他们是在逼迫患难当中来信主的。
So those who in Thessalonica who believe are faced with persecution.
啊，那时候这些积极的这些犹太人呢、啊，他们追保罗追到了庇利亚之后，一样在那个地方耸动那里的人去迫害保罗，阻挡他的工作。
These Jews who are so eager to oppose Paul ran all the way to Berea in the same way to agitate and stir up the crowd.
后来没有办法了，保罗呢就只好又离开庇利亚往雅典去了。
So Paul had no choice but to escape to Athens.
好，所以你看这个第十五节啊。
Verse 15.
他们送保人就带他到了雅典，就把他送到雅典去。
The man escort Paul to the place of Athens.
但是那时候的希拉跟提摩太呢，他们仍然留在庇利亚那个地方。
But Silas and Timothy remain in the city of Berea.
但是就是要这些送保罗这些人呢，现在知道保罗到哪个地方去，要回去通知提摩太跟希拉来到雅典跟他会合。
And the people, they sent message to the people to inform Silas and Timothy to go to Athens to meet up with Paul.
那这个就是保罗当时候就在雅典等候提摩太跟希拉的时候，哇，就看到雅典城满城的偶像，他就在那里心里着急，然后就在那里跟他们宣讲福音。
And when Paul was waiting for Silas and Timothy, he looked around and saw Athens has so much idols, full of idols, and he started to reason with the people there.
好，所以这个十七章的二十二节开始，就是保罗在亚略巴谷向众人布道的一段过程。
And in chapter 17, verse 22, is the process of how Paul preached to the people in Areopagus.
好，那现在保罗他在雅典的时候，那个他的同工提摩太跟希拉就来在雅典跟他会合，后来他们就来会合了嘛。
So after they sent message for Silas and Timothy to meet up with him, they came and meet up with Paul.
好啊，那会合之后呢？照理说，他们就在下一站就是往下边去的行程了。
So after they meet up, the next journey is to go south.
好，那个第十八章的第一节哈。
And chapter 18, verse 1.
第十八章第一节是说，这事以后，保罗听离开了雅典，来到了哥林多。
The next station, he left Athens and went to Corinth.
就是当保罗他要离开雅典往哥林多的这个时候，他把提摩太又送回到帖撒罗尼迦去。
And the moment when he was about to depart for Corinth, he sent Timothy back to Macedonia.
我们现在看回来帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章。
Turn back to First Thessalonians chapter 3.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章。
Chapter 3.
第三章第一节说，我们既不能再忍了，就愿意独自等在雅典了。
So when we could stand it no longer, we thought it is best to be left by ourselves in Athens.
第二节说，打发我们的兄弟在基督福音上面做神执事的提摩太前去，要兼顾你们，并在你们所信的道上劝慰你们。
We sent Timothy, who is our brother and God's fellow worker in spreading the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you in your faith.
第三节说，免得有人被诸般的患难摇动，因为你们自己知道，我们受患难原是命定的。
So that no one would be unsettled by this trial, you know quite well that we were destined for them.
这一段在说明，当时候保罗在雅典，他准备要往哥林多去的时候，他其实把提摩太送到帖撒罗尼迦，要兼顾他们，因为当时候信徒碰到很大的逼迫患难。
This tells us that on his When Paul was about to embark his journey to Athens, he sent Timothy back to Thessalonica to solidify and strengthen the members there.
那当时候保罗知道这个在帖撒罗尼迦的信徒他们遇到患难的时候，他心里面实际上很着急的。
When he realized the members are facing a lot of persecution and affliction, he was very distressed and full of anxiety in his heart.
因为保罗他才在那边没有多久，他道理讲不多久，他就离开了。但是那里的信徒他们是信了，教会就建立起来了。
Because Paul wasn't in Thessalonica very long, and they were quickly established.
所以他现在知道他们碰到患难，他担心他们会因为这个患难站立不住，然后就被这些犹太人不信的犹太人攻击，然后就失落信仰。
When he realized they were faced a lot of trials and persecution, he was very concerned about them that they will be affected by the Jews.
所以他现在赶快的要。叫那个提摩太再去兼顾他们，劝导他们。
So very quickly he sent Timothy to once again go and strengthen and solidify their faith.
然后他自己本身呢，就继续往哥林多去了。
And he would continue his journey to Corinth.
所以当他来到他到了哥林多那个地方，在那里等候提摩太来会合。
And again he was at Corinth, waiting for Timothy to meet up with him.
那就在他哥林多这个时候，提摩太就从帖撒罗尼迦回来，把这个在帖撒罗尼迦信徒的这个信息呢，带来给保罗知道了。
So while Paul was waiting in Corinth, Timothy came back from Thessalonica and brought a report back to him.
当他得到这个提摩太带回的信息之后，哇，保罗心里就很高兴，很欣慰啊。
And when he received the report of Timothy, he was very assured, and he was very pleased.
第六节，三章六节。
Chapter 3, verse 6.
提摩太刚才从你们那里回来，将你们信心和爱心的好消息报给我们， 又说你们常常纪念我们，切切地想见我们，如同我们想见你们一样。
But Timothy has now just now come to us from you and has brought good news about your faith and love. He has told us that you always have pleasant memories of us and that you long to see us just as we also long to see you.
哇，所以当时候保罗他得到这个消息之后，他心里面很高兴，很欣慰。
When Paul received this piece of news, he was so joyful and he felt so relieved.
因为帖撒罗尼迦教会他们的信徒在这个逼迫患难当中，他们所表现出来的啊，在信望爱上面呢、啊。都可以作为当时候各地方教会信徒的榜样。
Because out of the persecution and trials they faced, they emerge and become even stronger in terms of their faith, love, and hope.
所以当时候保罗就写信。
And so Paul started to write a letter.
那又刚好提摩太又带回来了当时候信徒对于有关于信徒离世跟耶稣再来这两个问题 的一些疑问。所以保罗就写信来解他们的疑惑。
And Timothy brought back some questions that raised from the members of Thessalonica about the coming of the Lord Jesus and about the departed ones.
啊，这个就是帖撒罗尼迦他整个写作的背景。
And this is the background of the emergence of Thessalonica Church.
哦，那这个就是在所以这封信是保罗在哥林多的时候所写出来的。
So this letter was written by Paul in the place of Corinth.
那保罗其实在哥林多停留三个月而已的。
Paul was only in Thessalonica for 3 months.
在哥林多。
Paul was only in Corinth for 3 months.
哦，然后这个就是大概在公元50年、51年那个时间写的。
It was written during a time of 50 to 51 AD.
哦，那所以我们就看到在帖撒罗尼迦前书里面呢，如果我们仔细读，我们会发现每一章里面呢，他都提到主耶稣基督要再来这个信息。
So in 1 Thessalonians, in each chapter, if we read, he covers on the topic of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为当时候信徒就是有这个疑惑，有人就在怀疑说，到底耶稣会不会再来
？Because members there has doubts that if the Lord Jesus is coming again.
哦，那保罗就提醒说，会主耶稣会再来，而且我们要用警醒等候的态度来迎接耶稣再来。
So Paul encouraged them by saying that he reminds them that the Lord Jesus is coming again, but while waiting, we have to be watchful.
那有关于这几个问题呢？我们现在看一下帖撒罗尼迦前书的第四章。
Turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
当时候他的几个问题哈，第四章第九节说。论到弟兄们相爱啊，不用人写信给你们的。
And it talks about the brotherly love that we do not need to write to you.
哦，那表示说，当时候，哎，有一些人对这个彼此相爱的道理哦，有一个错误的认识。
And the way he wrote it is because some people have a misguided knowledge about brotherly love.
有些人哦，不按规矩行呢。
Some people do not do according to the rules.
那所以在教会里面造成了一些问题。
And because of that, problems started to arise in the church.
第二个问题，第四章十三节。
Second problem is in chapter 4, verse 13.
论到罪了的人，我们不愿意弟兄们不知道啊，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。
Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep or grieve like the rest of the men who have no hope.
这是他当时要解决的第二个问题。
This is the second problem he has to solve.
信徒死的就像睡着一样，将来还要再醒过来。
People who pass away are just like those who are asleep in the end times. They will be awake.
哦，所以四章的十三节到十八节这一段呢，跟保罗所写的哥林多前书十五章。论信徒复活 的那个道理是互相呼应的。
So this verses 13 to 18 is reflects on 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Chapter 15. It's very similar.
那就是帖撒罗尼迦前书四章这一段呢是概要简单的，但是到了哥林多前书十五章，保罗就是非常深入的去论述这个我们基督我们信耶稣人身体要复活。要复活这件事情的那个道理。
So, First Thessalonians chapter 4 was just a condensed version of how Paul later on will elaborate more in First Corinthians chapter 15.
这是当时候信徒的疑问吗？
These are the questions that was raised by the members.
第三个问题，第五章第一节。
The third problem, chapter 5.
第一节，弟兄们，论到时候日期，不用写信给你们了。
About now, brothers, about times and date, we do not need to write to you.
第二节。
Verse 2.
因为你们自己，明明的晓得主的日子来到，好像夜间的贼一样。
For you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night.
第三节。人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸忽然临到他们，如同惨难临到怀胎的妇人一样，他们绝不能逃脱。
While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape.
那这一段呢？这个第三个问题就是有关于主耶稣再临的这个疑惑了。
So the third question that arises from them is the coming.The exact time of the Lord Jesus, of the Lord Jesus Christ.
特别在第二，他第一节特别说，论到这个时候日期后不用写信，也就是说，其实当时候大家都知道的啦。
But the way he wrote was, I do not need to write to you. It means that they all know that very well.
因为主耶稣他在传福音的时候，在马太福音24章特别记录主耶稣论到这个末后的日子会有发生什么事情，
Because the Lord Jesus, when he was preaching on earth, in Matthew chapter 24, he already predicted what will happen in the end times.
主耶稣所讲的在马太福音24章那一段信息，当时候的信徒他们都在流传，他们都知道的。
Because when the message that the Lord Jesus was proclaiming in Matthew chapter 24, the members know very well.
因为主耶稣特别提到说那个日子那个时辰没有人知道嘛。
Because the Lord Jesus has emphasized that the time and date no one knows.
但是他来到哈，就是。在你没有预期的时候突然出现，就像那个小偷贼突然之间闯到你的家里来一样。
The day he comes is something that is so unpredictable that it's just like a thief that one day would just show up in your house.
所以第三节才说，人正在说平安稳妥的时候，这个灾祸忽然临到了。
And this is just likened when people are saying peace and safety, that is the time when destruction will appear.
所以这个就是要让众圣徒们了解说，现在主耶稣他在讲这个，要他要再来这件事情，我们不用去预测，然后去计算说，什么时候耶稣可能会再来了。
So this is to tell the people that, they do not need to predict and calculate the time and day of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ again.
主耶稣会再来这个事情是事实，必然发生。
This the fact that the Lord Jesus is coming again will happen.
但是人所要做就是要时常警醒等候就对了。
But what man should ought to do is to be watchful and wait.
随时准备好，什么时候来都没有关系。
To be fully prepared, so when he comes anytime, it doesn't matter.
所以那个保罗他在写跟帖撒罗尼迦前书的时候，他就用这几个重点，然后要鼓励当时候信徒，要在这个信仰生活当中，把持这个原则，然后呢？要凡事讨主的喜悦。
So that is why when Paul covered all these questions in 1 Thessalonians, he wanted to encourage them to, while they wait, they have to be prepare themselves to be pleasing to the Lord.
所以这个帖撒罗尼迦前书呢，我们现在读的时候，我们如果抓住这个重点
，If they could hold on to these main points,
他每一章，因为其实后来是。这个分章分节是后来发生的事，本来保罗在写信的时候没有这样分的啦。
The chapters of dissecting happened later on because when Paul was writing the letter, there is no separation.
他等候耶稣再来这件事情哦，他是放在他整个信里面的中心主轴。
The
就是主要的思想了。
The being watchful and waiting for the Lord was the central theme of the whole.Letter that he wrote.
我们现在看第一章的第九节。
First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 9.
好，第十节就好，我们读第十节。
Verse 10.
第十节说，等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位，救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
And to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath.
因为当时候帖撒罗尼迦的信徒他们大部分的人 其实本来都是拜偶像的。
Because at that time, the people in Thessalonians are idol worshiping.
他们本来都是不认识耶稣基督的人哦，也没有这个拜真神这个观念的。
They do, originally they do not know of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they do not have God as a concept.
可是他们现在接受了保罗的这个他的传的这个福音呢
？After they received the message and gospel preached by Paul.
第九节
，verse nine，
他说他们自己已经表明。报名我们怎样我们是怎样进到你们那里你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神要服侍那又真又活的神
For they themselves report what kind of reception you give us. They tell how you turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God.
所以他们 这些信徒本来他们服侍偶像也是很认真、是很尽心尽力的
These people before they became believers are also very devotedly worshiping idols and with their heart and mind.
但是现在他们现在认识耶稣以后，他们就离弃偶像，现在反过来要来服侍这位又真又活的真的神。
But after they received Christ, they have departed from the idols and they came to serve the living and true God.
那在服侍神的时候，他同时就要等候耶稣再来。
And while they're serving the Lord, they have to wait and upon the coming of the Lord Jesus.
这位主耶稣。他是可以救我们脱离将来愤怒的那个救主。
The Lord Jesus they're waiting is the one that will come and rescue them from the coming wrath.
所以今天我们如果能够凡事讨主的喜悦，我们就可以脱离将来的愤怒了。
Today, if we can do things that's pleasing to the Lord, we can also be rescued from the coming wrath.
所以他在第一章的时候就强调说要等候，等候耶稣。
So in the chapter, first chapter, he emphasized on to watch and wait.
那我们现在看第二章。
Look at chapter two.
第二章，我们现在看第十九节。
Verse 19.
十九节说：“我们的盼望和喜乐，并所夸的冠冕是什么呢？岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候，你们在他面前站立得住吗？”
Verse 19, for what is our hope, our joy, and our crown, in which we will glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ when he comes?
二十节说，因为你们就是我们的荣耀，我们的喜乐。
Is it not you? Verse 20, indeed, you are a glory and joy.
好，所以在这里其实保罗他自己本身，他也是在等候，在盼望主耶稣再来的。
So here Paul himself is also in the same way,to wait upon the coming of the Lord.
但是他的盼望，他所期待的就是当主耶稣再来的时候，他能够将神所托付他的这些工作，他所传福音的这些人呢，每一个人都完完全全的带到耶稣面前啊，得到这个神所给的救恩呢。
But his hope is to bring all the people before the Lord to receive salvation during his time.
我们的盼望、喜乐跟所夸的冠冕是什么？他说就是。这些信徒
What is the crown and joy that he experienced is the people and the members that he brought.
就是说每一位信徒都能够在主耶稣面前站立得住。
That every member can stand before the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个就是保罗他当时候他的态度以及他的心情。
This is the emotions and the attitude of Paul at the time.
他本身很知道他就是一个工人，他是一个仆人。那将来这个主人要跟他算账的。
He knows that he's just a worker, he's just a servant, and later on, the master will be accounted for.
神把这个福音托付他了。
The Lord Jesus entrusts the commission to him.
那神也动工，让这些本来不认识神的外邦人，现在。都来进到耶稣面前，来到神面前得恩典了。
God has worked in the people to move their hearts that once these people did not know about God has become to know God and brought to him.
那现在他要确定他们这些人都能够在主耶稣再来的时候没有恐惧的，很欢喜的迎接耶稣的降临，那得到这个真正天国的奖赏。
But he has to be certain that these people will not be shaken or tremble when the Lord Jesus comes, but to be joyful and stand before him to receive the crown of glory.
所以当时候保罗他的祷告都是跟信徒能够得到主的喜悦啊，能够将来在神面前进天国有关系。
That is why Paul's prayer has to do with in the future, he wants them to be joyful and enter into the heavenly kingdom.
第三章的第十一节。
Chapter 3, verse 11.
愿神我们的父和我们主的主耶稣一直引领我们到你们那里去。
Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus clear the way for us to come to you.
第十二节，又愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心，并爱众人的心都能够增长充足，如同我们爱你们的一样。
May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you.
十三节，好使你们当我们主耶稣同他众圣徒来的时候，在我们父神面前心里坚固，成为圣洁，无可责备。
May he strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones.
这三节就是保罗为帖撒罗尼迦信徒的祷告。
These three verses are the prayer of Paul to the members of Thessalonians.
他现在期待的就是说，每一位弟兄姐妹都能够在信仰、在信心上一直增长。
What he hoped for is that they can increase in their faith and their love.
然后他们彼此相爱的心也能够很充足。
That their love for one another can increase and overflow.
哦，那这件事情为什么我们需要要在这个信仰上这个下功夫，要有信心、有爱心呢
？And why do we need to make an effort in terms of our faith and love?
就是最后让我们可以真的心里坚固，没有动摇，而且能够成为圣洁，没有无可责备。欢欢喜喜的迎接耶稣再来。
So that our hearts will be solidified and be strengthened, and in the end will be blameless and holy when the Lord Jesus comes again.
那这个第三章，你看他的那个愿望讲得更深入，就是要每一个人真的都能够啊，面对那个主的日子的时候啊，心里面很安然，而且欢喜的迎接，而不是恐惧的啊，要面对审判。
His hope for them in chapter 3 was deepened and how he really tell them that he wants them not to be shaken or tremble when the day comes, but to receive the Lord with joy and hope.
好，所以那个到第三章，你看我们就看到啊这样一个信息。到第四章，刚才四章的十三节，那个论到主耶稣基督啊来的时候啊，我们都要复活，这个就更清楚了。
That was in chapter 3, and in chapter 4, once again, he emphasized the topic of resurrection.
哦，因为我们看第四章的十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 16.
因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first.
十七节说，以后我们这活着还存留的人，必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同住。
After that, we who are still alive and who are left will be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air, and we will be with the Lord forever.
这是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
那第十八节说，你们当用这样些话彼此劝慰。
Verse 18, therefore encourage each other with these words.
这个就是为什么我们要不断的去读圣经，聚会啊，一起来对这个耶稣给我们的啊最终的盼望啊很有把握。
And this is why we should continue to read the Bible in 10 service so that we have this hope in us.
所以我们就不害怕死亡。
So that we do not fear death.
我们会很警醒地预备我们自己。
We'll be very watchful and prepare ourselves.
让我们将来可以一起来迎接耶稣再临。
That once again in the end time we can receive the Lord Jesus together.
哦，我们现在看五章的二十三节。
Chapter 5 verse 20.
二十三节。
23.
愿是平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守。在我主耶稣基督降临的时候，完全无可指责。
May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus.
所以这一段最后的他也是一样，他这样子期待，也一直求神能够保守每一位啊信徒，在身在灵魂体啊都能够无可责备的。
So once again, he encouraged them in the same way to preserve themselves in their spirit, soul, and body. so that they be kept blameless.
那这个就是帖撒罗尼迦前书他一直在强调的重点。
These are the main points that was emphasized in 1 Thessalonians.
那我们在这个等候当中，我们警醒啊。那现在有一个重点，小丽想要提出来跟大家谈一谈的。
And while we wait and be watchful, I'd like to raise a questions to discuss.
就是说我们要讨主的喜悦。
That is to be pleasing to God.
我们现在在警醒等候，是的，我们知道主耶稣会再来。哪一天不知道，但是他会来。
While we watch and wait, we know that the Lord Jesus will come one day. We just do not know when.
因为这件事情已经讲了2000年了。
Because this has been reiterated since 2000 years ago.
每一个信耶稣人都在等候。
Everyone who are a believer of Christ are waiting.
但我们的时间都有限，我们可能都耶稣还没有来的时候，我们就走了。
But our time are limited, and even before the Lord Jesus comes, we might.First depart from the world.
但是我们走的时候，我们并没有失望。
But even if we depart, we should not be disappointed.
我们反而看到这里圣经所给我们的这些应许，我们将要再起来。
Because from the promise of the Bible, even if we departed once again, we will raise up.
但是在这个短暂的生命里面，我们一定要抓住机会，能够在我们的生活当中。凡是讨主的喜悦。
But in our short lifespan on this world, we have to continue to prepare ourselves and be pleasing to God.
因为保罗他作为一个传福音的人
，Paul as a person who preached the gospel，
他从一开头就在传福音给这些信徒的时候，他就已经表明他当时的立场了。
Right from the beginning, when he preached the gospel to the people, he has already made his stand.
因为他说他传福音不是要讨人的喜欢，是要讨神的喜欢。
He said that when he preached, it is not to obtain the pleasing of men, but to be pleasing to God.
二章第四节，第二章第四节。
Chapter 2, verse 4.
但神既然验中了我们，把福音托付我们，我们就照样讲了，不是要讨人喜欢，乃是要讨那查验我们心的神喜欢。
On the contrary, we speak as men approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We are not trying to please men, but God who tests our hearts.
这是他一开头保罗在传福音给信徒的时候，他面对了这些这么多人的反对逼迫，他完全不会去在意，他反过来只要神喜欢那就没问题。
Right from the opening speech, he has already emphasized that all the tribulation and trials that he faced, it is not because he wanted to please men, but to please God.
所以他为了要讨神喜欢呢，他现在去传福音的时候，他就不是用谄媚的话啊，去要迎合人家的想法。
And because of that, when he preached, he does not use pretty language or words to win men.
第五节那里说那个 flattering 哈，就是谄媚的话，就是哇，让你听得很舒服的话。
He does not use flattery, just to make people feel good when they listen.
因为福音的重点通常都会提到罪。
Because the main focus of gospel is tend to revolve around sin.
当我们听到说我们有罪的时候，听了就不舒服。
People when they hear that they have sinned, they feel uncomfortable.
有罪就要悔改。
And then they have to repent.
那悔改就要跟耶稣。
And once they repent, they have to come back to God.
所以我们今天如果讲的福音真的能够打动人的，就是那个信息让众人了解啊，我需要改变，我需要归向耶稣。这个有时候人家不喜欢听啊。
The gospel that we preach is to make people realize they have sinned and to repent, and sometimes people might not take it.
所以这个就是我们原则，要讨神的喜欢。
This is our principle, which is to be pleasing to God.
那听了不舒服怎么办
？If they are uncomfortable upon hearing it, what to do?
就帮他祷告，求主耶稣开他的心呢。
We will pray for them and ask God to open their hearts.
因为当神的灵在运行的时候，那个人就会看到自己的黑暗的面，然后就想要改变，追求这个光明的。
When the Spirit of the Lord moves their heart, they will see that they are in sin and in darkness, and they will pursue and want to belong to God.
我们再看一点，看第四章。
Chapter 4.
要讨神喜欢，那来看看我们自己的生活。
To be pleasing to God, we have to look at our own lifestyle.
第一节
Verse 1.
弟兄们，我还有话说，我们靠着主耶稣来求你们呢，劝你们。你们既然受了我们的教训，知道该怎样行可以讨神的喜悦，就要照你们现在所行的更加勉励。
Finally, brothers, we instructed you how to live in order to please God, as in fact you are living. Now we ask you and urge you in the Lord Jesus to do this more and more.
第四章主要重点就是保罗对当时候信徒在生活上的教导。
The main focus in chapter 4 is Paul teaching the members to taught them in their lifestyle.
他说你们已经受了我们的教训，这个就是主耶稣基督的这些福音啊，真理啊。
He told them that they already received all the teachings, which is the gospel and truth of Lord Jesus.
你们也知道该怎样行了。
And they know what ought to do.
行这些事就可以讨神的喜欢。
Once they do these, they will be pleasing to God.
他说那这样子你们就要照所知道的，现在所行的要更加勉励，也就是说要更进一层了，就是不要觉得说我已经够了。
So he pushed them to realize the ones they already know, they have to do this more and more. It's not just being complacent.
那就是说，有时候我们会觉得说，哇，这些道理我都听过，这老生常谈。
Many a times we feel that we've already listened to the sermon many times. It's just the same saying.
但是如果今天我们能够从读经里面看到圣经这个教导。
But today, from the Bible reading, we can see the teachings of the Bible.
我们来聚会的时候。我们听的就是圣经的话语。
When we come for a service, we listen to the words of the Bible.
不管在领会的人他讲什么。
Whether or not what the speaker is saying.
我们如果能够从圣经里面去看到神对我们的提醒。
If we can see the reminder of God through the Bible.
有时候即使是哎，好像我们都很熟的道理啊。
It could be something we're very familiar with.
但是如果我们能够仔细的去想，能够像这里所说的。照我们现在所行的更加勉励。
But we can ponder upon it, and just like what encourages us here to actually do this more and more.
那我们对道理就会越深入。其实有些道理我们没有想过的，我们如果再继续深入的想，我们就会发现说，哇，神的这个福音很奇妙。
And we put ourselves to upon further and deeper in the understanding of the Bible, and we realize how miraculous the words of God in the Bible is.
那圣经就会成为我们的镜子，那让我们不断的更新，让我们的生活越来越圣洁。
The Bible will become a mirror and reflect upon us and clean and reflect all our ways in our life.
我们要怎么样行才可以讨神的喜欢喜悦呢？
What do we do in order to be pleasing to God?
第三节。
Verse 3.
他说神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，掩蔽淫行。
It is God's will that you shall be sanctified and you shall avoid sexual immorality.
第四节说要你们个人晓得怎么样用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体。
That each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable.
第五节不放纵私欲的邪情，像那不认识神的外邦人。
Not in passionate lust, just like the heathen who do not know God.
我们从这一段就看到讨神的喜悦就是要真的保持圣洁，不放纵邪情的私欲。
We see here to be pleasing to the Lord is to be to avoid sexual immorality and to do not give way to the passionate lust.
今天在这个罪恶淫乱的世代里面，这个更需要、更重要了。
Today in this immoral world, it is even more needed to do.
因为神是圣洁的神。
Because God is a holy God.
我们将来要能够见神呢。
In order to see God,
我们必须要圣洁。
We have to be holy.
那这个圣洁是我们的身体、我们的心灵、我们的灵魂呢。
To be holy is to be pure in our body, in our mind, in our soul.
所以这里我们现在看到这个掩蔽淫行，不是说我身体不要去换就没事啊。
It's not just that if we don't sin with our body, it is okay.
要看我们的眼睛看什么，我们的心在想什么。
We have to be careful of what we see and what our mind thinks.
因为神知道我们的一举一动，神看透我们的心思意念。
Because God knows our ways and He can see through our heart and mind.
我们是否真的像这里所说的，我们讨神的喜悦，让我们的身心灵全部都圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备啊，将来可以安然见主。
And we can be just like here, which we have to be sanctified in our body, our mind, and spirit. So in the end time, we can be blameless to see God.
因为神召我们是要让我们得救的。
When God called us, He wanted us to be safe.
第七节。
Verse 7.
神召我们不是要我们沾染污秽，乃是要我们成为圣洁。
For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life.
没有圣洁的人不能见神。
Those who are not pure will not see God.
这是为什么我们要警醒，我们要谨守。
That is why we have to be alert and to be watchful.
我们要凡事能够真的 追求神的旨意，讨神的喜欢。
And we have to pursue for God's will in all things and to be pleasing to God.
所以这个就是帖撒罗尼迦前书的一些介绍。
These are the introductions of the book of Thessalonians.
让我们能够在读经的时候去抓住它的重点，去思想，来遵行，来得到神的喜悦。
Then in our Bible reading, we can grasp onto these main points and to learn how to be pleasing to God.
我们再来唱诗。
Sing hymn.
210首。
210. 210.